where it started.
Hello, this is Paul.
This is Laura.
And I'm Alton.
We are Team Derringer.
And you are listening to Derringer Discoveries,
where we take you, the listener, on an adventure.
A music adventure.
Today's episode is Blink 182, and that's B-L-I-N-K hyphen 182. Blink 182 with special guest Tilly Simon, who goes by the recording artist name of And Tilly.
Listeners, as you hopefully know, Blink 182 is an American pop-punk rock trio formed in 1992 in Poway, California. And if you're wondering where in California Poway is located, it is a northern suburb of San Diego.
Blink 182 made it to the big time in 1999 with their album Enema of the State. With a few rotating changes in their lineup over the past 32 years, they continue to perform new music, having just released their latest album in October 2023.
In support of that album titled One More Time, Blink 182 is presently on a worldwide tour. The tour runs from now until at least August 2024. In June and July 2024, they will extensively tour the US. In August, for our listeners in the UK, they will be in your homeland. On Spotify, Blink 182 remains one of the top 500 recording artists in the world. With us today to count down her top five favorite songs by Blink 182 is one of our Derringer Discoveries listeners, Tilly Simon, who lives in the country of Czechia. Czechia is in Central Europe and is also known as the Czech Republic. Tilly, in addition to being inspired by Blink 182, you are also a renowned recording artist with a sizable following of your own. Tilly, please say hello to our listeners and tell us the name under which you record and release your songs.
Hey guys, I'm Tilly and my project is called And Tilly with an ampersand at the start. It's a sonic allusion to me starting with music rather late, and at the time I felt I am at the end. Apart from that, I know I would never be able to make music on my own. It started with my partner V, who helped me realize I can, and continued with several collaborations that give our music new dimensions. So that end also means someone and Tilly.
Tilly, where can our listeners find your music?
Well, I guess you can simply type in my name and ampersand Tilly together and on any streaming platform of your liking, from Spotify to Apple, Tidal, Amazon, YouTube Music, and so on. I also have a website, andtilly.com, if you'd be curious enough.
How do you know? How do you know what hell looks like? Was it real? Was it you who made me look? Now I know.
Tilly, even though you're with us to count down your five favorite songs by Blink 182, is there a particular song of yours that we can feature to help our listeners get to know you better?
To know me, you have to understand I change and try new stuff constantly, but I will suggest a song of mine that I like a lot, mainly because of the vocal arps that are an element I like to work with in my music. The song is called Souls in Need. I wrote it and sang on it and made it with my producer friend from Germany, Jan Hurt.
That's a really cool song. Love it.
Yeah, me too. Tilly, I've been listening to it all day long because I wanted to get familiar with your song, Souls in Need. You start by saying, speak to me. Who are you talking to? Is it sort of talking to yourself? You're sort of searching for something.
Definitely. It's always about myself, but also it's about everybody else. I feel like I have trouble connecting with people that are different. I guess everybody does, but they don't really acknowledge that. But I feel there are so many kind of strangers out there, and we don't know each other at all. So I would like them to speak to me as well as myself and my inside, I guess.
Just souls in need. Who are they?
That's Souls in Need by our special guest, Ann Tilley. And when you see it visually, it looks like an ampersand. So Ann Tilley from Czechia in Central Europe. We encourage you, after listening to this episode, to support and listen to Ann Tilley from your favorite digital streaming platform.
You are listening to Derringer Discoveries.
Listeners, the current and longtime lineup of Blink-182 is guitarist Tom DeLonge, bassist Mark Hoppus, and drummer Travis Barker. Through the years, they have been immensely popular with surfers, snowboarders, and skateboarders. Their heyday lasted from 1999 to 2005. Tilley, when we first reached out to you in preparation for this episode, you told us that you were inspired by Blink-182. Tilley, tell us how and when you discovered the band.
I believe I started to listen to Blink-182 when I was around 10 or 11 years old. Honestly, nobody around me liked such music much, but I was quite the nerd and also a bit of a darker soul. And if I remember correctly, I got these burnt Enema of the State and Take Off Your Pants and Jacket CDs from somebody in my family. And I just listened to them on a loop for, honestly, I don't even know for how long. It was a lot, though.
So, Tilley, that brings up an interesting question. Is Blink-182 popular in the Czech Republic?
I don't think it was or is particularly popular around here in general, but there was never any bigger hype around them, as far as I remember, at least.
Hello, listeners. This is Ann Tilley from Prague, Czechia. I listen to Derringer Discoveries, a music adventure podcast.
While we are recording this episode, Blink-182 are on a world tour, and one of their songs from their latest album, released in October 2023, has set a record, a tie for longest alternative airplay number one run.
That's right, Paul. Blink-182's One More Time ties Feel It Still by the band Portugal the Man, which reached 20 non-consecutive weeks at number one between July and December of 2017.
You are listening to Derringer Discoveries.
And now, on to our countdown with our special guest, Tilley Simon. Tilley will give us her top five favorite songs so far by Blink-182.
Tilley, what is your pick number five by Blink-182? And the big question, why?
All right, for my number five, I picked What's My Age Again? I love Mari Hoppus' voice in it. I took her out, it was a Friday night, I walk alone. The song is honest, kind of daring, as well as super melodic, from guitars to vocals. The track is really catchy, there's no denying it.
Yeah, what a track. I've been listening to that one over and over again. That's What's My Age Again by Blink-182. That's Tilley's pick number five. What's My Age Again was originally released in April 1999 as the lead single from Blink-182's massively popular third studio album, Enema of the State. What's My Age Again charted in 15 countries, that's right, 15 countries, and went all the way to number one on the UK rock and metal chart and number two on the US alternative airplay chart. As Tilley noted, What's My Age Again is largely sung by Blink-182's bassist Mark Hoppus, and he was also the primary songwriter for What's My Age Again. Mark declined to admit that the song is autobiographical, but he acknowledged that he spent his 20s acting immature, and in keeping with the theme of immaturity, What's My Age Again was originally titled Peter Pan Complex.
Interesting. So, Tilley, that brings us to your pick number four by Blink-182, and tell the listeners why you like the song.
I picked Always for number 4. I like a lot that, while being pretty much a love song, it's not sweet per se. It's actually rather moody, almost darkish feeling. And I also love Mark and Tom's vocals together in the pre-choruses and the chorus harmonies. Awesome guitar work, as always.
Always was released in November 2004 on Blink 182's untitled fifth studio album. Always charted in 6 countries, peaking at number 2 on the UK rock and metal chart. Tom DeLonge described Always as a love song. Always was written by the trio of Tom, Mark, and Travis, and during production, the band referred to the song as the 80s song for their intentional incorporation of new wave influences. That's Always by Blink 182, Tilly's pick number 4.
You are listening to Derringer Discoveries.
With listeners in more than 30 countries.
All right, we're on a roll now. Tilly, you've given us your number 5 and your number 4. Are you ready to give us your number 3? Tell us what it is and why you like it.
For number 3, I picked Every Time I Look For You.
Never found out why you left him, but this answer begs that question. Too blind to see tomorrow, too broke to beg or borrow. Young and stupid,
left wide open.
Hearts are wasted,
lives are broken.
I love the whole album, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. And this one always gets stuck in my head after listening. It's a lot of fun melody-wise, and I'm a sucker for Mike Hoppus's voice, I guess. And he's the prominent one in this song.
Written by the trio of Tom, Mark, and Travis, and released in 2001 with lead vocals by Mark Hoppus. Every Time I'd Look For You was included on Blink-182's fourth studio album, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, and was also featured on the soundtrack for the movie American Pie 2. The song is a popular album cut, but was not a single. The name of the album, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, was offered to the band by Tom DeLonge's guitar tech, Larry. The band's manager offered to pay Larry $500 for the name, but Larry reportedly scoffed at the small amount and filed suit in 2003 seeking, get this, $20,000.
I'm sorry, what?
It was settled out of court for $10,000. The album, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, debuted at number 1 on the U.S. Billboard 200 in 2001, and it has sold over 14 million copies as of this recording.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty solid performance.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's Tilly's pick number 3, Every Time I Look For You by the band Blink 182 from their 2001 album, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
You are listening to Derringer Discoveries, a music adventure podcast.
All right, Tilly, on to number 2. What is your pick number 2 by Blink 182 and why?
So my number 2 is I Miss You. I mean, I couldn't not mention this one. It's different from most Blink 182 songs. It's mellow, moody, with a lot of depth. And those drums and bass with the piano and strings and, you know, I don't even think I know anybody who wouldn't like this song.
Hello there. From my nightmare, the shadow in the background of the moon.
Yeah, Tilly, I have fallen in love with I Miss You. And you're right, the piano and the strings is what draws me in. I just love I Miss You. It's fantastic.
Yeah, Tilly, there was some texting going on between the three of us before the show, and Paul mentioned that several times. He really was digging this song.
I was listening to it on the way to the interview.
I Miss You was inspired by The Cure song, The Love Cats.
Oh, you know that I'd do anything for you.
I Miss You is from Blink-182's untitled fifth studio album released in 2003. Hey, Tilly, that's two of your top five from that 2003 untitled album. The other was Always at pick number four. You must really love that album.
Absolutely.
It was co-written by Tom and Mark. They wrote it separately and then brought it together later. I Miss You charted in a dozen countries. It went to number six in the Czech Republic.
Yay, Czechia.
Hey, Czech Republic.
Really, that's got to make you happy. And it peaked at number one on the U.S. Billboard Modern Rock Tracks.
Ви слухаєте Derringer Discoveries, подкаст музичних пригод.
We're down to the number one pick. Can I get a drum roll, please? So, Tilly, after that awesome drum roll, tell us what your number one pick is by Blink-182 and tell us why it's your number one pick.
My favorite Blink-182 song is definitely Not Now, which is my pick number one for today. I simply love how that song is put together, from the unexpected, immersive and long start to this moody songwriting that I strongly connect with. After I found this song, I had it in my cheap, tiny MP3 player for so long and listened to it so much, and even after the years, it never gets old to me.
So, Tilly, for those of us that are only 29 years old, could you explain what an MP3 player is?
It's like this box. I love music.
It's a precursor to digital streaming, right? It sort of was after CDs and before digital streaming online or over the internet, right?
I was just kidding.
No, I think it's helpful.
No, it's good. We came around in the 8-track era.
Yes. Tilly, do you know what an 8-track is?
No.
That's how old we are.
Yes.
Listeners, that's Not Now by Blink-182, Tilly's top pick, her pick number one. Not Now was released in November of 2005. It was the lone single from the group's first compilation album called Greatest Hits. It was because it was the only song on the album that had not been previously released in the U.S. It had originally been recorded for their self-titled 2003 album. Not Now was Blink-182's last single as a band before their four-year hiatus from 2005 to 2009. Not Now charted in five countries, peaking in the U.S. at number 18 on Billboard's Hot Modern Rock charts and number 30 on the U.K. singles chart. It was written by the trio of Tom, Mark, and Travis, where Tom sings the song from the perspective of the song's protagonist, who, on the brink of death, like the status of the band at the time, keeps his loved ones close but promises to wait for them.
Usted está escuchando Derringer Discoveries, un podcast de aventuras musicales.
Listeners, if you are even a casual fan of Blink-182, you will have discovered, notice guys, I put the word discover in, you will have discovered that
Why
Tilly...
Why would you do that?
I don't know, it's our theme, right? You will have discovered that Tilly omitted from her top five countdown Blink-182's biggest hit. All the Small Things. When it was released as a single in 1999 from their massively popular album, Enema of the State, which we keep talking about on this episode, All the Small Things is the song that made Blink-182 international superstars. It came out in December of 1999, so it carried over to the aughts, to 2000. All the Small Things charted in 19 countries. 19 countries, that's right. Peaking at number one on the UK rock and metal chart and at number one on the US alternative airplay chart. On Spotify, All the Small Things has streamed more than 1 billion times.
Holy cow.
It's Blink-182's only song, so far, to stream that many times. No other songs of theirs is even close. Tilly, do you have any comment on why you did not include All the Small Things in your top five countdown?
I guess the reason for that is actually the more mainstream appeal, this kind of even more straightforward melody and flow. I totally get that's what made it so catchy and popular, but somehow there are so many awesome songs from Blink-182 that this one just didn't make the cut for me. Don't get me wrong, it's definitely a cool one, just not that high on my list of personal favorites.
Tilly, do you have any shout-outs for friends, family, or your fans?
I'd like to give a shout-out to you guys. You do a great job with your podcast, and it's an honor for me to be here today with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, it's been great having you here.
I also seriously hope that this episode inspires people to open those old Blink-182 albums now and listen for a bit. So many cool and inspirational elements in their music. So a shout out goes to Blink-182 as well.
Yeah, Tilly, you have turned me on to Blink-182. I've been listening to you and Blink-182 almost nonstop for the past week. Thank you for joining Team Derringer today. You are now an honorary Derringer.
Yay!
Yeah!
This has been Derringer Discoveries, a music adventure podcast. For the songs featured in this episode, all songs by Blink-182 are copyrighted by Blink-182. All songs by Ann Tilly are copyrighted by Ann Tilly. Snippets were used to aid in the discussion of the songs. We encourage listeners to support and listen to Blink-182 and Ann Tilly on your favorite digital streaming platforms.
You can follow us on social media. We're at Derringer Pod on Instagram, Threads, and X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, and at Derringer Discoveries on Facebook. You can also reach out to us by sending an old school email to feedback@derringerdiscoveries.com. Be sure to follow us wherever you consume your podcast content.
In your sister's room.
Check, check, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi.
I saw Tilly perk up when you said check, check.
Check, check, as in checky.
Yeah, definitely. Like a check person is a check.
All right. Our special guest, Ann Tilly. And when you see it visually, it looks like an ampersand. So ampersand Tilly.
Paul, you know why it looks like an ampersand?
No, why?
Because it's an ampersand.
Yes, but it's not ampersand Tilly, it's and Tilly.
And Tilly, that's right.
On Alternative Airplay, since its release on October 21, 2023, out, and I know I said that way too many times, just edit some of those out. Sorry about that.
That's right. We'll shave it down to one or two.
Please. You can put that in the blooper reel.
Of course.
Mark declined to admit.
Now you know why we had it.
Yes.
Oh, here I go, bloopers.
Yeah, you too.
Paul started it.
I started it, Tilly. It's all me.
It's infectious.
Oh, thank you.
Alton's got one for the bloopers now.
I do. I, there's a ton of them. I just edited them all out. Does anybody know what Larry's last name is?
Yeah.
Or is it just Larry?
I didn't know if we could put it because, you know, he's not... I thought we should just call him Larry just in case he gets angry with what we're about to say about this.
Excellent. We'll just call him Larry. Can you imagine that? Just for giving the name of an album $10,000.
Wow. Yeah, and I wonder if it hurt his reputation in the band after that.
I wonder if he was even a guitar tech after that.
That's great.
Wait, we got that bing again. Do that opening one more time, Alton. Yeah, who is that coming from?
I think it's actually coming from me. I need to figure out how to turn, like if I get an email, this crap junk email keeps coming in and pinging. So.
Well, Laura, if Alton and I are on the call with you, who would be emailing you?
I don't know.
One of her fans, I'm sure.
Apparently, there's a prince who wants to give me $1 million.
Yeah, and I actually saw Paul skateboarding this morning.
Yes.
I'm going surfing as soon as we finish this recording.
I started snowboarding like 2 years ago, but so far it resulted in a hurt knee and then a hurt knee some more. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the skateboarding would bring back broken bones for me, I'm sure.
Yeah, those are three sports that could definitely cause injuries. Snowboarding, skateboarding, and surfing.
Especially at our age.